machlokes, whether it was the chemda or the taiva, and so on. Which one was it? Which kayak was it between the sichli and the other one that we saw last time? So it's very interesting. In yeshiva this week, we were doing the on the Sefer Torah. There's a shtickle over there on the different shemis of Misa. It says in the Torah, by Yigva, by Yomus, and so on, what the different ones mean. So there's a shtickle here from the Barbanel, and he says that one is there are three chalakim that are needed for the person to be alive. You need to have a neshama in this world. You need to have a guf that can hold a neshama. And you need to have the koyach that holds the two together, like an emulsifier on holding together two substances that are very different. So the koyach that holds together, so misa can happen in one of three pieces, one of three locations can be hit. If the guf disintegrates, that's called Vayigva, and that's as the guf disintegrates, there's nothing here to hold the neshama anymore, the neshama goes away. The neshama itself can be pushing itself. The neshama all the time is a kayach that's shayef lamala, and it's trying hard to lift itself up. It's like helium in a balloon that's just going upwards. And if a person's neshama escapes, that's called Vayasif al Amov. And then there is Misa, which is the purity of the two, of the guf and the nefesh, that's how it happens. So if you think about it, these three koyachas that he talks about are these vinyanim. There's something that can affect, depending where the chet was, it could be in the seichel, it could be in the guf, it could be in the ruach, that's mekashe the two, the nefesh is mekashe the two, and they would be parallel to the different halachim misa, since this is the eitz hadas, the dad which brought misa into the world. This is what happened in terms of the what was nifka the chet. Okay, the vayta. Now we have one more shita. Rishis Rabbi Rishon Shneis Halaluk. Moed Moser Rabbi to min Aku Oma Esrik Haya. That was an Esrik. He says Dalacha Kidas Rabbi Dovah Muflik. Isover Rabbi. So Haya Chet Mitzad Chalke Kerech Nefesh. Rak Mitzad Nefesh Bechlola. So the Maral says in many places when he speaks about different chalke adam, so many times he will say, three chalakim, and then he'll say the fourth chalak, the chalak that's koilal all of them together. The chalak that Marshall, imagine if I have some sort of a table, an instrument, something that I create by screwing together parts. So the parts are all the pieces that make the machine, and then there's sort of the picture, klolis, of the machine as it is when it's assembled. In other words, the tzura, that becomes of all the pratim. That's another element to it. That the tumuna klolis, if no tumuna klolis, you can have all the pratim. If the pratim don't add up to a tumuna klolis, there's not going to be that's not going to make anything. So the nefesh has something klolly that everything adds up to. Dalacha, ki dasev abba dava muflik. Ki sever of abba loisha echet mitzad chalke kerech ha nefesh. Rak mitzad esha chlola. The sever klay echet mitzad eye. The word esrig in Aram means rot. Now, which is also, okay, well, let's
I guess of the three, the one we would think is a Hanukkah would probably be
Reisha Teta Oidlam Divin Chachma Hine. Adam Arisha Nobla Shleban Echad Kayin Aseni Hebel. The Royal Adam Shuhu Arishan Shem Moiti Kerchus Loki Kerchus Shema Adam. You can think it's enough. So you expect that what comes out of the person will be an expression of what is inside him. It's sort of axiomatic almost. Well, if Fika Hoya Shleban Echad Kayin Vaseni Hebel.
Kasha Noita Lakina, she mean her name.
nefesh. Chayach hakin hazois, v'netza lakatzeh, v'moitzeis min ha'olam hazek, v'shisaya v'perek ha'kav. Ha'kovet hu dov ha'shlishi, v'shayach la'odam ma'shu odam. V'odam ma'shineh manasar ha'metzalpeinu. Ha'kovet ha'vizoyin shayach v'tzolam hazeh, v'tzolam ha'lekim. V'ukumoy shakosim ha'rambam mori nevuchim, v'shitav shem tzolam,
Good.
Okay.
Good.
Say
this.
You went well to write back?
Yeah, Baruch Hashem, wonderful. Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay, so you're back. Kids were happy with the present.
Yeah, they were happy. Sad.